that he had forgotten to clean out the block. He ordered four prisoners to wash the wooden floor. An hour before leaving the camp? Why? For whom? For the liberating army, he cried, so that they'll realize there were men living here and not pigs. Were we men then? The block was cleaned from top to bottom, washed in every corner. At 6 o'clock, the bell rang. The death knell. The burial. The procession was about to begin its march. Form up! Quickly! In a few moments, we were all in rows, by blocks. Night had fallen. Everything was in order, according to the prearranged plan. The searchlights came on. Hundreds of armed SS men rose up out of the darkness, accompanied by sheepdogs. The snow never ceased. The gates of the camp opened. It seemed that an even darker night was waiting for us on the other side. The first blocks began to march. We waited. We had to wait for the departure of the 56 blocks who came before us. It was very cold. In my pocket, I had 2 pieces of bread. With how much pleasure could I have eaten them? But I was not allowed to. Not yet. Our turn was coming. Block 53. Block 55. Block 57. Forward march. It snowed relentlessly.
Before the prisoners leave the camp, they are ordered to clean the floor. The head of the block says he wants the Russians to know that men, and not pigs, were living there. Eli wonders about this, asking himself, were we men then? I think he means that the prisoners have been treated and forced to live like animals for so long now that they no longer feel like human beings. So Eli and his father are about to begin what will probably be a long and difficult walk to another camp. It seems that with each new trip, more and more suffering is in store for them. I think this is what Eli means when he says, "It seemed like an even darker night was waiting for us." Let's move on to the next chapter on page 81.